podcast is created as a part of the Podcast Lab by India Film Project in association with Anchor by Spotify. You, me, films, and the world is equal to this podcast. No, take two. You, me, and just geeking about films is equal to this podcast you're listening to. This is Around the World in 8mm. I am Prakar Patidar and I talk films. I do not know how this genre came to be. I call it play or die genre. Stories about characters caught in situations they must literally play their way out of. Either some game, puzzle or riddle. But when executed well, it sure is very exciting. As far as my interaction with this genre goes, it started with Saw. And weren't those the days renting those DVDs that proudly said all 5 parts or 6 parts of Saw? Whatever. But this was the stuff of good night overs. You try and find the scariest or the most scandalizing films, pop that DVD in and watch away in horror. I was blown away by the twist at the end of the first Saw. For a 10-12-year-old me, firstly, that was the most horrifying thing I had seen. The guy literally has to amputate himself to escape. And then the revelation. I won't spoil it further, just in case some of you have not seen it. But there is this thrill to this genre. Characters in impossible situations fighting against time to survive. And I don't know about the first one, but there is this 1997 Canadian sci-fi horror film, Cube. Then you have the Saw series that progressively gets worse, sadly. Then the 2000 Japanese film Battle Royale. And then there is Hunger Games, most recently being the worldwide phenomenon Squid Games. And somewhere lost in between, this great Japanese Netflix series, Alice in Borderland, adapted from Haru Aso's manga of the same name. But I can't speak of the full series, but the pilot definitely got me interested.
This was for two reasons. It is visually fun, quick-paced sequences, appealing visual effects, the visuals of deserted Tokyo and sci-fi-esque feel to this game our characters must play give the show a very haunting yet exciting feel. Reason 2 being the really cool protagonist who comes into the narrative at the very end of the pilot, and I was immediately invested. The plot follows Arisu, an avid gamer who solves complicated puzzles as a pastime, knows everything about geometry, and is all in all smart, but just a loser who is kind of a liability on his family. So his family does not like him a lot. The plot is about him and his friends. Karuba, the tough guy who is sleeping with the wife of the guy he works for, and Chota, a simple guy who is overburdened by familial duties. These three fuck-ups in their own ways are close friends, and one day as they hide in a public restroom stall, after causing a ruckus on the road, their reality changes. Immediately before this, before everything changes, there's a scene where Arisu says that, "I'm so tired of all of it, I would want to just go to someplace unknown." And it's as if the universe takes that literally. Everyone has suddenly vanished and the ever-bustling Tokyo is a ghost town. Via messages delivered through the screens on the streets, they are led to this building where they meet two others who are left behind, and then the games begin. The plot follows only one storyline, that of Arisu. We meet his friends while we follow his story, are given enough context to familiarize ourselves with the character, and jump directly into the games. The plot does three things for us. One, establishes a strong protagonist for us. Not only that, it leads us to believe that it is Arisu and his friends' story and it's them who are central to the plot, but surprises us with a second lead, possibly more important than Arisu's friends. The second thing the plot does is that it creates, as I said before, a haunting but exciting world. There are deserted streets and deaths by laser being shot from the sky. Inevitably, I did compare it to Squid Games. If I haven't already said it enough, I did not like Squid Games a lot. And probably this comparison is the reason I like Alice in Borderland better, and the latter did come first, so. It's darker, it's gritty, and has a whole neon vibe going for it, plus it makes you work with the players. It does lay out what the game is as Arisu cracks it, but leaves tiny space for you to give it a try as well. In doing so, it appears smarter. The stakes are higher as compared to its South Korean counterpart. That is more character-driven. We dive into the lives of characters before we do in the twisted version of those childhood games. So we go through the whole hustle of finding the rules of this world. You play or you die. Each win gets you a visa card. Pass of sorts, the days you can take off before you have to compete again. Lasers are all we know of whoever is behind all of this. They kill with laser beams. No blood, no mess, just a piercing beam of laser. And of course, since the show is sci-fi, it does follow the conventions of futuristic storytelling. It's been edited in a way that it reflects the theme. And after all of this world building, all the getting to know the characters, the pilot ends at the revelation of the actual protagonist. Yes, Arisu is, and the plot leads you to believe, as I said earlier, that the second leads are his friends. But no matter how smart they portray Arisu to be, this girl that we meet at the end of the plot takes the cake. All we know about her is that she climbs mountains and she is a total badass. And that's it. That's all you need to know that she is going to be the lead of the show. Will I watch the next episode? I most likely will, but after I binge Maid though, I'm still in the tragic hero turning their life around mood. But after that, it is definitely Alice in Borderland. Ooh, or better yet, I could read the source material. I have always wanted to give manga a try. It might as well be this one. If you have a better suggestion, I'm all ears at aroundtheworld_8mm. In the next episode, we'll watch the beginning of a mystery set in Mexico. Someone has been murdered. Someone has been convicted for it. They claim that they have been framed. The good old wrongly framed for a murder plot. Will this plot surprise us? We'll see.
Do check out the podcast Instagram page @aroundtheworld_8mm to find more cinema-related content. This page will also lead you to what I am up to, that is, if you're interested. Find us on Instagram and let's talk films. And hey, don't forget to treat yourself with a good film this week.